Crenshaw, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
RPG came through the belly of the...
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Hope is strong that President Biden and congressional Republicans can get a debt ceiling deal done by the new deadline of June 5th. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
I'm a total optimist.
Sources tell CBS News a deal could include raising the debt limit and capping some spending for 2 years. But Social Security, Medicare, Veterans Services, and the military are all off the table. Republicans have also been pushing for work requirements for federal benefits.
The American public wants to see us curb our spending addiction here that the Democrats have put us in.
Sources say one idea under discussion, shifting $10 billion that was intended to ease backlogs at the IRS to pay for things like health care and transportation.
On the road for Memorial Day weekend, you're far from alone, as AAA says more than 42 million are traveling at least 50 miles from home. This woman headed to Cape Cod.
I'm always surprised by the traffic from Boston to the Cape because we're from Dallas. We have a lot of traffic, but not like that. And yesterday was the same. It's never taken us 3 hours to get from Boston to the Cape, so that was surprising for us.
There's an unusual political battle set in Texas this afternoon.
I'm Tom Foti. The Republican-controlled Texas House of Representatives plans to vote on impeaching the Republican Attorney General and recommending the Texas State Senate remove him from office. Ken Paxton is fighting the move, calling on supporters to do so as well.
This process is unjust and unethical. The fact that I was prohibited from presenting evidence to defend myself reveals that this shameful process was curated from the start as an act of political retribution.
His fellow Republicans cite numerous allegations of wrongdoing by Paxton, who has also been the focus of criminal investigations for years. Tom Foti, CBS News.
A judge has temporarily blocked South Carolina's new 6-week abortion ban. WSPA reporter Jason Raven explains.
This temporary block on this ban remains in effect indefinitely until another court or judge rules on it. Now, this means the 22-week abortion ban that was law in South Carolina before yesterday's bill signing is now in effect.
Vice President Kamala Harris delivered the keynote address at West Point's graduation ceremony this morning, becoming the first woman to do so in the military academy's 221-year history.
To protect our ideals in the 21st century, the United States military must remain the most innovative fighting force in the world.
Women didn't start attending West Point until 1976. In 1980, Andrea Holland became the first woman to graduate from there. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new report shows the importance of student debt relief to workers across the United States. Edwin J. Vieira reports.
The American Federation of Teachers report finds rising education costs have forced people to borrow over $1.7 trillion to attend college. This comes as the U.S. House of Representatives passed a joint resolution of disapproval to overturn President Joe Biden's student debt relief program. The bill now heads to the Senate. But Mike Pierce with the Student Borrower Protection Center describes how the CRA's plan disrupts student debt cancellation for public service workers.
The student debt CRA scheme would reinstate the student loan debt of more than 260,000 public service workers nationwide, drop a nearly $20 billion debt burden onto the backs of these hardworking teachers, nurses, first responders, and service members still emerging from the pandemic.
He says this plan would roll back public workers' progress toward having more than $170 billion in student loan debt canceled. But even prior to the Congressional Review Act, court challenges had blocked Biden's plan before it began. Michael Bukai is a law professor at SUNY's University at Buffalo. He had $102,000 in student loan debt forgiven as part of the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, and says, although the process was somewhat arduous, it was worthwhile.
I was, you know, able to start sort of looking seriously into buying a house, and I was able to significantly increase the financial help that I give to my sibling. And I was also able to, you know, just carry a whole lot more of the burden of, you know, running a household with my partner.
Some education professionals identify the growth of the U.S. student loan program as erasing the benefits of going to college, with millions of loans going into default each year. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Man, this house is in need of a few upgrades. Windows, doors, even the basement needs a little TLC. With the Inflation Reduction Act, you can have all these assessed and addressed. It's there for you. Doesn't matter the age or condition. Call Green Homeowners United, the only woman-owned, union-affiliated residential energy efficiency firm in Milwaukee County. They'll take you through the journey of getting an energy-efficient and beautiful home. Claim all your discounts. Call 414-604-6450. That's 414-604-6450.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then, and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at RealChili.com. That's RealChili.com.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane, we fix the pain.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South 1st Street, Milwaukee.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Sometimes the truth hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden and lawmakers are inching closer to a debt limit deal. CBS's Christina Ruffini reports so far it will
cap federal spending for 2 years, excluding defense and veterans benefits, and increase all discretionary spending, including defense, by 1% in 2025.
People are out celebrating this Memorial Day weekend, but this New Yorker says they should also remember those who died protecting the nation.
I think they should be thinking more about the people we lost. But they got to enjoy life, too.
While people are out there enjoying life, Reynolds Wolf at the Weather Channel says be careful in the water.
The rip current risk is going to be quite treacherous along parts of, say, Florida into the Carolinas. But even in the Northeast, where you'll have plenty of sunshine, but still that rip current risk, that's something to contend with.
There have also been several shark sightings and attacks from New Jersey to Florida, and some folk out there have been bitten. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
Real Chili's been serving up mouthwatering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com. Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC and Bat Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCandBat.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Images are everywhere, on iPads, cell phones, or the cloud. In fact, everywhere but where you can find them. Mike Crivello Camera and Imaging Center has the solution to this problem. They're called pictures, and we print them right from our website. And you order them online at MikeCrivellos.com. And they look magnificent in your photo album.
Mike Crivello's world is a wonderful world of cameras.
It's not a picture till it's printed.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with the Civic Media Network of radio stations.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's Holtebeck.com. Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Buckle in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude,
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. This is Jace. Let's talk about turkey hunting.
Nice work. He's gonna be the new co-host. He's gonna take my spot. Bill's gonna want you instead of me. How do you feel about that?
Yeah?
Okay, well, Jace, you can at least fight for it. All right, so yeah, let's talk about turkey hunting. So, tell me about your turkey.
So when we got there, we actually heard turkeys gobbling before we even got to the blind, so we were trying to stay quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we got to the blind, we started setting out all our decoys. And then once we were done with that, we got my gun loaded, make sure the safety was on.
Good job.
And then my dad, we heard a turkey behind us, like 80 yards behind us.
Yeah.
And so my dad started calling him in. He told me that he would come like to the right. And then about like 15 minutes later, he came in.
Ooh.
And then he came, his tail feathers were up. He was coming for the Jake.
Yeah.
And then once he got there, he started beating up the Jake.
Oh, did he? I've never seen an actual turkey fight a Jake before.
Yeah, with his spurs, he was like hitting him.
Oh my
gosh,
kicking him, man!
How'd you feel about that?
Yeah, he's kicking him.
Were you just like smiling?
I never saw that happen before.
No.
So he was facing the other way, so I couldn't get a shot. And then he turned around, and then I shot in the head.
In the head?
Yeah.
Not in the neck and in the head? You got
right in the head.
Right in the head?
Right in the face.
Right in the face. Nice. What did you do? Were you super excited?
I was super excited, but he did like the death flop.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the death flop gets me sometimes too.
Yeah, you can't walk up to it when it's doing that.
No, because what will happen?
He'll kick you with your spurs and you just get cut up everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Those things are very, very sharp.
Yeah.
You must have been listening to me all these years, huh?
Look at that. Yeah. See, now you guys got to be so proud.
And he got me beat on that one, too. That was the heaviest bird that I've ever seen down here, at least. So,
yeah.
Do you remember how heavy the bird was, Jace?
I think it...
2511.
So it's almost the same as a salmon.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you. So we're going to say mid-20s is your lucky number. We got to figure out your lucky number. What about the beard? How long was the beard? Do you remember?
I think it was around 10 inches.
10 inches? Nice.
Yep.
So also when we got home we made turkey nuggets instead of chicken nuggets.
Ooh.
And then we also my dad shot one, I think it was like a year ago, so we were both doing our turkey mounts.
Perfect.
Oh, we did the fans, yeah.
The fans.
Had them on the board, and of course Jace is about 2 inches a little bit bigger, a little wider.
I feel like you got some competition growing up.
That's good. I'll take
He's gonna kick your booty.
Keeps me motivated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about your sister? Do you ever think you bring your sister out?
Maybe, but
she's not as quiet as you, I think.
She's a talker.
She'll be talking a lot.
Yeah. She'll be talking a lot, but if you're in a ground blind, you can kind of talk and move.
True.
Because I'm a chick. I like talking too.
When you're shooting, you can't move your barrel, otherwise they'll probably run.
Because their eyesight's superb, right? Yeah, my turkey hunting,
He was looking like straight at us.
Was he?
Oh. So then I got a shot before he ran.
Good job. With me, I didn't get a turkey. You beat me.
Did you see any on your nights out?
Goodness, I did. And man, oh man. So I went out. I'm hunting four fields. Three of them are smaller ones and then one big one. And there's like a big old swamp right in the middle. So it's just straight mosquitoes. Whatever. It happens. And as I'm walking out, I see a hen over here. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm going to stop and like sneak around the other way because it was before shooting time. And she's down already, just grazing around. I'm like, why are you here? Can you not be? Okay. So then I walk around to another spot, and I see some more hens, and all of a sudden I hear a gobble. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to sneak into here and everything. And then I hear another gobble, and I'm calling back, and it's just me. I go up hunting by myself mostly. And, Bill's always working or fishing.
Sure.
And then I choose turkey hunting. And then just gobble, 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 and all of a sudden they just shut up. Because all of a sudden, some coyotes just come running through all the fields. And I'm like, oh, so you guys just scared away my turkeys. So
reminds me, my dad was going turkey hunting, and he shot a coyote.
Yeah, good. You're saving the other birds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Saving all the animals.
My grandma found just, like, the wings of a bird because a coyote ate all of the other part.
Yeah. They're kind of a pest. We have to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about the big coyotes, the wolves, the last segment. Stay tuned if you want to talk about the wolves. Give us a call at 844-967-2789 to talk about your turkey hunting. But for my turkey, when I came back from lunch and take my nap, I got out there right to where my decoys were because I left them out. And the turkey just went bloop and just walked right back into the woods. And then I didn't see anything for the rest of the night, didn't hear anything for the rest of the night. The next morning, I heard them, but they were never coming by me. They would talk back to me, but nothing.
Sure. They can be tough.
Nothing at all. And then I saw Jake got close, but I don't know what was in the woods. And all of a sudden, it just said nope and turned around and walked away. I'm like, oh, well, this is not my year for turkey hunting.
Didn't you say, like, there was, like, I think there was, didn't you say there was another hen, like, in, like, the back of the field? Like, didn't you see something back there?
My turkey hunt lasted 3 hours this year. I worked all but one day, so I had morning to hunt.
Yeah.
And I just went out to the same blind we had set up for him, and I had a real hen in my spread and my decoys, and she was in there all morning, 45 minutes or so. I kept calling, and she's grazing around, whatever. I was actually playing on my phone. I kind of see something out of the corner of my eye, and a yote came running out about 100 yards, just locked right in on that live hen. Mm-hmm. So I squealed with my lips real quick, and I kind of turned him, and he came up towards my Jake and my hen. But then, of course, the live hen took, you know, he was just locked on her. So he turned, I squeaked, and shot at probably about 40 yards and just rolled it. So got lucky on that one. So no turkey for me, but at least we helped the farmer out. He's very appreciative of turkeys and coyotes.
Nice.
He wants them all gone. But
didn't he say, like, he eats his crops and stuff?
Yep, mm-hmm. They do a lot of damage. The turkeys, he's a vegetable farmer. And they're, and they go in there and wreak havoc. And obviously the coyotes are eating his chickens.
Oh, yeah, that definitely happens. And just like that, we're already halfway over. I don't understand why this is the fastest hour I've ever had. When we get back, I want to talk to you about your turkey hunting. Have you gone turkey hunting?
Just in the early years.
Early years. Yeah. Well,
we'll get her back.
We still haven't talked about the darn golf trip. Yeah. Oh, I hate when this happens. Stay tuned. We also have the interview with Ted Nugent. Stay tuned. 844-967-2789. May break me when the words you said just tore my heart in.
On air, online, on your smart speaker, and on the Civic Media app.
Give us time. Soon we'll be broadcasting directly to your brain. This is the Shaw.
CBS News Brief. No debt deal just yet, but both President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are optimistic. CBS's Tom Foti.
In exchange for getting the government's debt limit raised, Mr. Biden is expected to agree to some spending cuts demanded by Republicans, but not all, with work requirements for federal food aid recipients reported a final sticking point.
Vice President Kamala Harris is now the first woman to give the graduation address at West Point.
To the class of 2023. You join the greatest fighting force the world has ever seen.
A South Carolina judge has put a temporary hold on the state's new 6-week abortion ban.
It's my view that the status quo should be maintained and the matter should be reviewed by the Supreme Court as expeditiously as they determine that they want to review it.
The state reverts now back to a ban after about 20 weeks. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keys.
Real Chili's been serving up mouthwatering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com. Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the 6th season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Turkey hunting.
Oh gosh, that was so long ago. Who was that with? Just you and me in a former co-worker's cornfield and ground blind. And
I don't even remember that. That's how long ago it was.
Yeah, oh, no. I guess he used to feed his turkeys out of his hot tub or something is what I remember. Yeah, they used to come right up to his hot tub and he'd feed them. Who was that? I don't remember now, but
But you harvested a turkey, though.
No, not that year. No, haven't yet. So Jace has one up to me so far.
Oh, we have to get you out then.
We do.
Now that the kids are both, you know, an older age or a little easier to get a babysitter for, we can get Amanda back out in the field a little bit.
That'd be perfect.
That's this year's goal. Yeah. Jace is going to be doing hunter safety, so he'll be my co-partner and all that fun stuff coming up. So
I feel like there was three topics in there that I want to talk about, but I'm going to stop getting sidetracked.
Yeah.
Please, please, please tell me about this golf.
Ugh, it's the most beautiful place ever.
Yeah, you said your happy place. What did you post? Your home
it was mostly Amanda's happy place.
Yeah, yeah, we went down there summers, you know, or spring breaks. My grandparents used to rent down there, and it's just a beautiful place. So finally I got to get him to see the magic of it and then, you know, rope him in with some bow fishing too. So.
I said I'd go, but we gotta shoot something if we're going south. So.
Yeah, your pictures, you're smiling ear to ear.
Oh, it was a blast.
It looked like so peaceful, the greatest trip ever.
It was awesome.
So how did you find these stingrays to shoot?
Oh, well, there's a calmer bay that they took us in. So, you know, it's so clear, you know, they're just right there and just majestic and so much slower to shoot than carp. You know, those suckers are wiggly and
they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and then
poof of dust and all on the ground. Not dust, obviously, but
they're very unpressured down there. It's not as popular as up here. So, the fish you do see, they do run a little bit here and there, but you can, you can shoot pretty much anything in Alabama, which is cool. So anything, you know, no redfish, no dolphin, obviously, but you know, we had big black drum, big southern rays, Atlantic rays, cow nose rays, and they fight really, really, really well. So, I mean, you need 2, 3, 4 arrows. This guy we were with, just me and her.
Yeah, we were just tag teaming.
Yeah, he had 8 bows set up, and I'm like, looking, I'm like, man, it's just me and her. And he's like, oh, you'll never know. If you shoot a 100-pounder, we want 8 arrows in it.
Wow.
So you got to be ready because they're there. So that night we shot about a 30, which is, you know, a decent-sized southern ray.
She's heavy.
But, yeah, and it pulls just like a big buffalo that you'd shoot up here.
I'll say that. You shoot them right in the smack there of the body, right?
Yeah,
head,
try to.
Pretty much anywhere.
They get a little fragile out in the wings.
Yeah.
And then we actually gigged for flounder, which was something different on the trip, which was kind of cool. And that's
gigged
them, yeah. So it's just basically a spear, and you roll up with the lights and just ease it into the water and get it, you know, 3-4 inches from it. and just a quick little stab, and they were delicious.
They were fabulous.
Yeah, were they? So how did you prepare them? Did they cut them up for you? What was it like? Did you flay them?
I did them in the condo. With,
it was rough.
I feel like this is a fun story.
Yeah, with a very dull steak knife. Because I did not have a fillet knife. I figured he would have done them quick for me. But so we did them at 2 in the morning because I wanted them fresh and, you know, I put them on milk overnight, and they're super white, flaky. If anybody out there never had flounder, it's actually really good. So we baked the next day. We baked 2 of the fish, and then we actually tore it up at Floribama Bar that night, and then came back at 2 or 3 in the morning, and we fried that third fish. So we ate them all, and
phenomenal.
So filleting these rays, how?
So the rays.
Take me through that.
We didn't fillet these.
I'm envisioning something completely different.
Yeah. Well, what was it? 4 years ago we were down there last.
Yeah.
Then we actually kept the Atlantic stingrays. They're smaller and they're like scallops. So you fillet, you get little back straps off of them, and we cut them up. And her grandpa was actually down there in a condo, and we put them in like spaghetti and
spaghetti.
Yeah, and it was
just breaded them and fried them.
Nice.
It's just like a scallop, you know. But actually, down there they see a lot of them you buy in a store. They're labeled scallops, but it's technically an Atlantic stingray. So,
nice. Yeah.
But this trip, we concentrated on the flounder and then the big southern ray, which get the biggest, I guess, in the area.
Yeah.
Very fun. Yeah, clear water, and you never know what's around the next corner. Sharks, dolphins, it's full aquarium when you're driving around on the boat. It's very cool.
I definitely want to go shark fishing one day.
I couldn't get her out on the big water, you know, fishing, so we settled for bow fishing.
We did a deep sea fish. Oh, gosh, I think I was probably 13. I don't know. We hit some 10, 12-foot waves, and I think everyone but my grandpa got sick.
Oh, no.
But he caught a record grouper, so he was thrilled.
Yeah, makes up for it a little bit.
Yeah, but never again.
Never again? Have you tried at all, like going out on Winnebago when it's nice and windy? Like, have you tried that? Because that gets kind of tippy.
Yeah, he's usually
I'm picking the days wisely because I don't want to ruin them. It's bad enough the stuff I take my stepdad out in because it's like one day off, we're going.
Just get beat up.
Yeah, with Jace, I pick certain days because I hate to ruin them young, and they never want to come back.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good idea. I remember when last year I went out with Fishing Magician out of Algoma.
Okay.
And it was for my birthday, and I'm going to go. It's my birthday. Like, right?
Heck yeah.
And he's like, well, we don't have to. It was... The bell was just I don't know if someone else was ringing it, but the bell was just ringing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, we're just rocking back and forth. And there were 6 of us in the boat. Only one person got seasick, seasick, probably like you did when you were 13. And I'm like, we're not turning around.
I think we all lost a day of our lives after that when we all just slept. It was rough.
Luckily, I'm knocking on wood. I've never got seasick.
Same here. Yeah, I've been lucky. Been on some rough stuff, but.
Yeah, you just, for me, every time I feel like I'm going to just look at one spot on the horizon. Just
as long as you can see
spot.
The shore, that helps. Yeah,
but if you're looking at a bird or something, you just got waves upon waves. You can't see nothing.
Right.
Oh, man. But with the waves, speaking of waves like that, when you're in a, have you been layout boat duck hunting?
That's on my bucket list.
I've actually done something you haven't.
No, I've shot divers and everything, but layout boat hunt is the last couple of years I've been really thinking about doing it. Just timing, getting up and getting right.
That reminded me with the waves because it's like an actual layout boat. I call it, it's a UFO, and you just lay out. And you have a little back up there so the water doesn't splash on you, but you're right at the water level.
Sure.
Just cool. Waves. You just, if it's a 3-foot wave, you're just like, oh, all right.
Just rolling with it.
This is fun. There's the decoy. There's the decoy gone. There's the decoy. And it's gone. Yep. Nope.
Yeah, that's bucket list. Some old squads out there that'll.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe this year. We'll see.
It's definitely fun. You can do it with Gunner.
We could do it with Gunner.
We got Ranger.
Let's get Gunner. He needs a brother.
Yes, he does.
Maybe.
Oh, this is awesome. All right,
maybe.
You got to. All right.
Okay, what else happened on this trip? So, are you going to go back when you go back down to the Gulf? Are you going to go bow fishing again? Or
I think we got to. Yeah, we're actually going with her brothers. She's got a brother in Colorado and another brother that lives close to us, and we're going a big 3 family trip next year. And I think we'll do. Got to do something. At least fishing. Bow fishing is really not that great in the winter down there, so I think we're going February. It really starts picking up in April, May, June, just kind of like up here.
Nice.
So we'll see. We'll figure out something.
Amanda, do you think I can ever get you to go noodling with me?
Oh my God, I don't know.
I've been, every female that I have on here, I've been saying, let's go noodling. Because I'm doing it all, girls, noodling trip.
Mm-hmm.
Last year I did it, and one of the girls got a 42-pounder.
Wow.
42-pound catfish. She just pulled right out of the... Yeah.
I would be all for having her go.
Yeah.
I would...
I'll go on a girls trip.
Yep. And it's intimidating right away. Mm-hmm. And if you're scared of the water, I am terrified of water. If I can't touch the bottom, I'm freaking out. Mm-hmm. Like, unless I'm down in the Virgin Islands where I can just float, pretty much walk on water down there.
Yeah.
But we went down to Southern Illinois, in Benton, Illinois, with Wren Lake. And, oh, man, that water is dirty. Mm-hmm. And you just stick your hand into this hole. I'm like, okay, as long as it's 5 feet, mm-hmm. I can dive down and pull this thing out. My first one was only 18 pounds.
Wow. As long as nothing's nibbling on my toes, I think I'll be all right.
You can wear shoes. There's no way I'm going in any lake, mm-hmm. any river without shoes on at all. All
right, then I'm down.
I'm a sensory person. Like, I need, mm-hmm. if it's slimy or gross and grass. Nope.
I don't want the seaweeds in my toes. Mm-mm.
Oh, no. It's like when I'm kayaking. If I tip over in the weeds, mm-hmm. I'm freaking out.
Game over.
Done.
Full panic.
Might as well just not come get me. It's not happening. Nope. Mm-hmm. Now I got all the heebie-jeebies. Ugh. Yeah. Cannot do it. Okay, well, you guys are convincing me to go down to the golf.
You should.
I think I had...
It's amazing.
So, you know Jeb.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I had a grouper with him. That was absolutely delicious.
Sure.
I believe I had a grouper with him. I'm sure it was. He feeds me so much food. But oh my goodness, she had it on the side. Rita had it on the side for an appetizer, and then she put it in like in this casserole that she made.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, it was butter.
Yeah,
Just biting right through it. It's better than any northern, better than any walleye, any perch, anything I've ever had around here.
I agree. Yeah. Like even that flounder, I couldn't picture. I couldn't say what it tasted like for our fish up here, but it was totally just different. So smooth, but phenomenal.
Nice.
Yeah.
So when we get back, we're gonna talk about wolf hunting. We're not there yet.
All right.
Well, we're going to get there. I'm so excited about this, too, because I've never thought about it, because in my head, it's like when a bear dies, they do the death moan. Mm. And it's like, I can't shoot a bear because I'm scared. That's the part that stops me, is I'm scared of the death moan.
Yeah.
I feel like wolves would cry like a dog.
No. That's the biggest thing. You can't compare them to a dog. It's on another level.
My first coyote that I shot was a little sad because they look like dogs to me. Mm-hmm. But when you actually think about it, they are killing dogs out there. They're killing chickens. They're killing everything that we love.
Yeah, when you see them with a fawn or a cub in their mouth, then you kind of change your perspective.
Oh, but. Yeah. Yeah, I cannot do that. When I just thought, like I was saying last weekend or this past week, just running around with getting my chickens. Oh, Sandhill Cranes had two colts. And all of a sudden, the next day, when I saw that coyote,
only one, probably.
There's no more colts.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, why? Why are you eating my little babies? And then I think a fawn was born behind me, because all of a sudden it started bleeding. I'm like, oh, meh, meh. I'm like, oh, little baby, I want to come find you and cuddle with you, but I can't. I definitely cannot do that. bow fishing. I was told to talk to you guys about bow fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Jace, what do you think about bow fishing?
I was
going to
say, since we talked about bow fishing with stingrays, what about your bow fishing experience, your mental health day?
Jace was a little sick about 2 weeks ago when the carp were spawning, let's just say.
We just said that for school.
So what did we do with your sick day?
So we woke up at like 6.
You don't have to do the whole story, Jace. Did we shoot some fish or not?
Yes. We shot...
Just riding out the school.
And we shot 160.
Did we fill the boat up till we could? We just about sank Uncle Andy's boat. That's
about
what happened.
Four barrels. Yeah.
Four barrels? How big are these barrels? Like
150-gallon totes. And,
man.
Yeah, it was about 2,200 pounds of fish, we figured.
We would have filled the whole floor, but Andy didn't want anything on the floor at all.
Well, they're all slimy and gross, too, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's what it gets for having too
nice
of a boat.
He just didn't want that because he had hydro turf on the floor.
Oh, did he? Yeah, that'd be kind of slimy. Yeah. You'd be down there scraping it with a
yeah. He had
a toothbrush.
He had to power wash it that night.
Oh, well, the smell of it too.
Yeah.
But did you have fun?
How many did you shoot? Do you remember?
I don't know.
A lot.
A lot.
A lot, though.
Yeah.
How long? How many years have you been bow fishing? Is this your first year?
No, I think when the first year.
It's probably been about
when I was four
years
old because.
4 years old.
Yeah, because we went bow fishing that. Like, my first ever bow fishing was when we were at Ella Alabama with you.
Oh, and yeah, he was actually in a golf the last time we were down there, and I took him instead of Amanda. She stayed with Shayna. And yeah, Jace went out and he shot, we shot those Atlantic Stingrays and some Kalanoas that trip.
Some Kalanoas, nice. Were we with
my grandma, like Gigi?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Everybody knows this band is here and there's a dog across the street. He's upset the dog's not coming over to say hello. Oh. what about other, I was trying to read the side of your bow fishing boat.
Well, my old one was DOA. It was just a team I had because I used to do tournaments, and I had a really nice boat set up for it. And then kind of life changed. The kids were looking to do other stuff, and honestly, we wanted a fishing boat more dedicated.
Yeah.
So I ended up selling it, and that's where we're at.
Yeah, nice.
We built another one.
We built another one?
Another one maybe after this, too.
Nice.
Never enough.
Can you take me out for bow fishing, Jace?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, we got to do that. When we get back, we will go to the interview with Ted Nugent, the wolf hunting, because we have to talk about that.
Sounds good.
When we get back, why am I mumbling my words right now? Stay tuned, please. I'm riding with a smile. It's 'cause my little baby loves me, Cadillac style.
Yeah. We're talking the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
And taking names in the process. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Huge controversy in Wisconsin. What is your take on that?
You know, if we manage the wolf like we manage white-tailed deer, as in an annual harvest of the surplus to keep the habitat balanced and the structure balanced, there are more deer than ever. Certainly, we want wolves to be in optimal thriving populations, but right now they're off limits. They're untouchable because of the lie that they're endangered. They're not endangered. Right, they're overpopulated in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin. We should manage them within the carrying capacity of those resources and those habitats so that they maximize revenue generation and family hours of recreation. And again, Joel, I'm just a guitar player, but I figured this out as I was growing up in the deer woods of Michigan with my dad and Fred Bear. And I know that tradition is alive and well, but if the hunting families don't vote, then the anti-hunters and the animal rights liars and scammers, they will win. And currently they're winning with the wolf. So let's make sure that we vote and put pressure on our elected employees in the great state of Wisconsin to make sure that the wildlife, particularly the wolf, is in the asset column as a renewable resource instead of the liability column, which is a lie that they're endangered. They're not endangered. The whole state will be endangered if we don't manage wolves responsibly.
Yeah, and you know what? Right now, the wolves are decimating the populations of deer in northern Wisconsin. And I think sometimes, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I think sometimes people who utilize the outdoors want to just use the outdoors and be stewards in the outdoors and want to be left alone. And I think one of the things that's tough to encourage them to do sometimes...
That was my interview with Ted Nugent. First, I have to say that was the greatest interview.
Very cool.
I got to talk to Uncle Ted.
Sure.
That was the coolest. That was the coolest one. I may have had a sick day, a mental health day from work, and had a talk with Ted. It was the greatest thing
That's
ever.
Worth it.
But he is the guru of the outdoors, pretty much. Right? You can follow anything you can think of. You can ask him. He'll have an answer for it.
Yeah.
He is a very smart man.
We grew up watching him, and he knows him. I've actually hunted on his ranch.
Of the Wild.
So, yeah. Isn't, like, the Talk with Ted thing, like, where you get to talk about, like, what you did or, like, hunting?
He might have a thing like that, Chase.
Yeah, he might. Yeah. You watch YouTube a lot?
Yeah.
Just a little. It could be on there, probably. But
yeah, Talk with... Yeah, that's on there.
Yeah? Well, that'd be perfect. We should get on there. Mm-hmm. Maybe. But you went wolf hunting, correct?
Three times, yeah, I did.
Three times?
It's a tough animal. It's still on the top of my list, but I did two trips to Ontario, I believe in 19 and 2020. 80 hours, dark to dark, dropped off on a snowmobile, and you're in a pop-up line, dark to dark. It was brutal. It was February, cold as heck. And, of course, I was the only guy at camp that never seen one or had a shot or anything, never seen anything. So I went out 2 years in a row, still nothing. And then 2021 came and Wisconsin reopened their season. So I put in for a tag, and wouldn't you know, I got a tag, which is pretty crazy because it was very limited. And that was on like a Sunday night. Monday was the hunt.
Oh, geez.
And I was working, of course, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, long story short, my buddy of mine shot one on Monday, and I called him to congratulate him. And he said, hey, don't get up here. There's deep snow. Let's see if you can have a sick day. So I took a mental health day on a Tuesday. I worked all day, and I went home, grabbed the gun, some warm clothes, drove way up north, and we hunted hard from as soon as I got there, say it was 8, 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We hunted from 9 till 9 the next day, because by 10 o'clock, the quota was made and it was shut down. So the season only lasted those 2 days.
Yeah.
And because the quota was obviously met and it was exceeded a little bit. And yeah, we hunted hard as heck, to say the least. I don't know how many miles I should have tracked it, but I drove home halfway to my camper and slept that morning. And I woke up with the worst leg cramps that you can ever imagine because, you know, we didn't have any food, barely any water, just hunted. And
trudging through that snow, too. I can't even imagine. Yeah. I get tired just going from my tree stand and back.
And it was like 24 inches of snow, of course, up there. So
you're high stepping. Were you using snowshoes and everything, though?
Didn't even have time. Just,
goodness.
Just bare minimum. Just
so you just got a nice workout.
It was a workout, but I thought I needed to go to the ER the next day. Like, I never had cramps like that, and I'm like panicking by myself in my little camper, freezing.
No. Well, that was after a 12-hour shift and all that drive time. And